Isabel, Isabel, Alaniz, Alaniz. Miss Isabel Alaniz is a, she was, today's 4/5, she was born 6/24/68. This is a 45-year-old woman who, since yesterday, has had nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, temperature of 101 at home. She presents today with positive COVID, negative flu A, negative flu B, and negative strep here in the paragraph. She's not short of breath at this time, and has been vaccinated against COVID in the past. Period. In the paragraph, allergy, penicillin, family history, stomach cancer, breast cancer. Maintenance exam, she's scheduled for mammogram and colonoscopy and EGD this year. She doesn't want us to do anything because her regular physician is going to set that up. Social, last period, 8 years ago, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she's a teacher. Surgery, tubal ligation. Medical problems, none. Medications, none. Allergy, penicillin. Review of system, as above. Some cough, no, some congestion, sore throat, headache, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, tachycardia, dizziness, leg pain, arm pain, severe. Under 37 pounds, 98%, 99.7, 16, 107, 118 over 77. Heart pauses, phone pauses, restrictive, tachycardic. Lungs, few bronchi, otherwise clear. Abdomen is soft. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red, inflamed. Neurological, non-focal. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows no edema and no sign of DBT, but the muscles and the calves are very tender. Assessment, number one, positive COVID-19. Number two, treat with Rocephin, Decadron, Paxlovid. Next number, call me in 2 days. Next number, go to the emergency room if you develop chest pain or shortness of breath. Next number, add vitamin D. Next number, take aspirin, 81 milligram for the next 7 days. Next number, because of her leg pain and arm pain, we did ultrasounds to make sure there's no evidence of early DVT. None was found. Next number, because of tachycardia, we looked at her heart, and her echocardiogram was completely within normal limits except for tachycardia. Next number, because of severe vertigo, we looked at her carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next number, she does have nausea and vomiting. For this reason, we looked at her gallbladder, spleen, gallbladder, spleen, kidneys, and they were all within normal limits. Next number, I did not see the ovaries in the pelvic region, but the uterus has no evidence of uterus, uterine fibroids or tumors. Next number, add vitamin D and aspirin, as I mentioned. Next number, above, discuss with patient at length before leaving my office. Thank you.